The sound of demonstrations at UC Berkeley protesting a speech by far-right commentator Milo Yiannopoulos. His event there was canceled yesterday after protests grew violent. Yiannopoulos was invited to speak by the Berkeley College Republicans. He has been called racist and misogynist. Anna Tintakalis covers education for KQED and was out covering the protest last night. She joins us from San Francisco. And Anna, do we know more about who was protesting and how many of them were UC Berkeley students?
We still don't have concrete numbers as far as whether the agitators, a lot of them were students or not. But I think for the most part, the consensus is there may have been some students in that crowd. But for the most part, these were outside protesters. And what I've been told is that they're a part of this anarchist group called the Black Bloc. And so they wear black hats. They wear black clothing. They wear black handkerchiefs. And for the most part, I was there. There was many students who were asked asking for peaceful protests, nonviolence, but this, a smaller group, certainly took center stage.
But no arrests have been made so far, correct?
From what I understand, no arrests have been made. I have heard that maybe one person was taken into custody, but that's so far unconfirmed.
What is the university saying about this?
Well, they're saying it's a sad day for the history of Berkeley in terms of its free speech movement. They made a conscious decision to allow this event to take place because of free speech and the right to have all ideas aired in the public. And so they said it did not have to escalate, and they're very sad that it unfolded the way it did.
Anna Tintakalis from Here and Now contributor KQED, thank you.
Thank you.
And joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And remind us who Milo Yiannopoulos is and why he is so controversial.
Sure. He's a conservative. He's often described that way. But he's really a provocateur. He's a guy who's one of the champions of this group called the alt-right, this group that feels that American society is too politically correct and has repressed their ability to say things, which often veer into things that are racist, sexist, sometimes anti-Semitic, homophobic, and particularly in this day and age, anti-Islam. One of the things that Yiannopoulos has said is that the problem is not, as President Trump has said, with radical Islam. The problem is with Islam itself, a strong terms there. And he's really gone after feminists and women with some pretty strong terms that seem to be beyond the pale, not just for liberals, but for conservatives. His whole shtick is that he wants to incite anger in those who hear him and those who he would like to reach, because he thinks it's all part of a kind of performance to say, well, the outrage against me is a sign of how politically correct America has become.
So is this an issue of free speech, as some, including President Trump, have said? He tweeted, if UC Berkeley does not allow free speech and practices violence on innocent people with a different point of view, no federal funds, question mark. Is that what this is about? What do you think?
Well, there are two questions of free speech involved here. It was clearly an act of rhetorical provocation to have Yiannopoulos invited to Berkeley. But he's entitled to speak. UC Berkeley was the home a half century ago of the free speech movement on campus, an important one that showed that students were entitled to free speech on public campuses. He has a right to speak there. People have the right to protest, not violent protest. What happened there is not defensible. At the same time, the school, canceled that for safety reasons, but otherwise defended his right to speech. So the school itself was not against that. For Trump to say that somehow you're going to sever federal funding for UC Berkeley for something that appears to not have been its fault and not have been its volition, I think, seems to be unfair, and a demonstration in some ways perhaps of his willingness to stifle dissent against a campus that he sees as liberal, not one at fault for this. Again, I think it gets to the notion of free speech and of dissent. And this administration, and Yiannopoulos himself actually, likes to kind of tamp down and to smother certain kinds of dissent, at least rhetorically. What you saw from this seemingly anarchist group that our colleague just described on Berkeley was an effort to use a kind of violent protest to smother a kind of speech that it wanted to smother. And in both ways, you're seeing free speech a bit constricted here. It's a troubling episode.
And what about the connection between Yiannopoulos, who writes for Breitbart, and Donald Trump's senior advisor, Steve Bannon, who used to run Breitbart?
I think it's a pretty direct line. Yiannopoulos was hired full-time at Breitbart just a couple years ago. Bannon, at one point, Mother Jones magazine described Breitbart as a platform for the alt-right, not necessarily saying that Breitbart itself espoused all of the beliefs encompassed by that sort of amorphous movement, which includes some white supremacist, some white nationalist adherents among it, but that it was a place for those folks to congregate online and to find a home and find a community. It's a very troubling thing for not just liberal critics of the administration, but a lot of its conservative and Republican critics as well. Steve Bannon feels that there is a real cultural clash, and he's said so publicly, between American values and what he sees as the Judeo-Christian tenets that undergird its foundings and what Muslims and particularly radical Islam, but even more generally, the Islamic religion brings to this country with immigration. He's, you know, been a strong proponent within the administration and previously of severely cutting back the Muslim influence here and immigration as well.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.